Okay, let's start today's discussion of Krisos Daf Chav Zayin, the second to last daf here in Maseches Krisos in Perek Hamevi Asham, and we continue talking about Ashamos, as we have spoken about the past couple of dafim, Asham Vaday, Asham Talui, and we got into Isurim of Me'ila. As the Mishnah said, the Mishnah had three cases on Chav Vav Mabes, where somebody was mafra, somebody set aside money to buy a carbon asham. An asham has to be worth 2 slaim, as the Torah says, the most expensive carbon, in terms of minimum amount that it has to be worth. So what happens if somebody set it aside and then did one of three things? Case number one was, they bought a carbon asham, but they got a good price, maybe. We'll have to see exactly what the case is. Instead of buying one asham with 2 slaim, they bought 2 ashamos with 2 slaim. That was case number one. Case number two, and what's the halacha there? The case is, if one of them is worth 2 slaim, then you're just makrav that for an asham. And the other one turns into mosar asham, and therefore, it is brought, you wait till it gets a mum, and you sell it, and you bring the proceeds as a nedava, as an ola. That was case number one. I was mafresh the slaim, and I bought 2 karbanas asham instead. Case number two was where I bought 1 asham and 1 chulin. So now we're already getting into issues of me'ila, because I used some of the money for a chulin animal. One of the animals happened to be worth 2 slaim, what an asham is normally worth, must be worth, and the other one is even worth even more. It's worth 10 zuz, right? Because we know a selah is 4 zuz. So 10 zuz is 2 ashamos plus a chomesh. So one of the animals is worth even more. So the Mishnah describes how one of the karbanos, the one that's worth 2 slaim, is brought for the asham, and the other one is brought for the me'ila. We don't know what those words exactly mean yet. What does it mean, asham? What is it for me'ila? But that was case number two. And then case number three, we have it was brought echad la asham. I'm sorry, I misspoke. The second case was where you use both of them for chulin. That was that case. And the third case is the case where you use one for asham and one for chulin. So again, that depends what it's worth, what each of them are worth. One of them is used for the asham, one of them is used for the me'ila. Again, the last two cases, you have to bring your own carbon asham, what you were responsible for, plus an asham me'ilos, plus an asham for the violation of me'ila using the money, and a chomesh has to be brought also. In the second case, one violated me'ila with all the money. In the third case, one violated me'ila with only half the money. So again, all those are all the details, but now we're going to try to figure out exactly what the words mean in the Mishnah when it says me'ila and when it says asham, because we know what has to take place in the end of the day. The original asham, and an asham me'ilos, and a chomesh, we're just not sure exactly what the words mean in the Mishnah. So, my me'ilaso diktani reisha. What is the word me'ila? Reisha here means the second case. The first case, we're not talking about me'ila. First case, it just got a good price for the carbon, let's say. So, my me'ilaso diktani reisha, the middle case, it says that if I buy 2 chulin animals, one worth ten zuds, meaning 2 plus, so then I bring the one that's worth 2 slaim for the asham, and the one that's worth the sheni, that's one that's worth 10 zuz, meaning 2 slaim, 2 plus the chomesh, I bring that for my me'ila. So what's the pashtus? What does the word me'ilaso mean in that case? So my me'ilaso, diktani reisha v'ashedi li me'ilaso, ilema el asham, doesn't mean the original asham to fulfill your chiyuv, l'meimra de chomesh b'hadi el ayo b'hadi ayo ma'isile, which would mean that you're allowed to link your chomesh payment with your original asham, and not with your me'ila payment, but v'haksiv. But we know that's not done. Usually you link your extra chomesh with the extra money that you have to pay for violating me'ila. You don't link it with the karban. So v'haksiv, a'is asher chata min ha'kodesh yishalem es chamishi so yosef alav, alma badi gzelo ma'isile. You're supposed to bring the chomesh linked with the extra payment from me'ila, right? Me'ila, you have to pay keren, chomesh, and asham. So even if I'm using an animal to pay for my keren, and that's going to suffice, but I'm supposed to link the chomesh with the keren, not the chomesh with the asham. So the od ktani, and also in the next line of the Mishnah, it seems to link it in the proper way, which is different than it's linked in the second case. Ema seifa. Echal asham, echal chulin. In the third case, im hayashal asham yafesh de slaim. The Mishnah says, if the asham is worth 2 slaim, yikrav la ashamo. That's brought for the regular asham. Asheni lim mi'ila so. And the other one is brought for the mi'ila. The yavi ima selav achomsha. So Alma, what does that mi'ila so mean in the third case? That means the extra payment for me'ilah in the form of an animal. Alma chomesh badik zelo by silei. So it's supposed, we know it's supposed to be, the chomesh is supposed to be linked to the extra payment. Plus, we know it is linked with the extra payment in case number three. So why should we say in case number two that it has a different meaning? So Ella says the Gemara, Ella says the Elamai. So my mi'ilaso. So what rather does mi'ilaso mean in case number two? We take out the next word. Di'ishani mehektish mishtei slaim. Right, so what does mi'ila mean then? That it's just describing that you got hana'ah from hektish, the amount of two slime, the afrishenu, la'asham, v'lokach ben shneich elim l'chulin, that you were mafrish and asham, you were mafrish the money originally for the asham, and by mistake, you bought two elim for chulin, that's what you did? So this is what you should do. The yafish de slayim, and this is what the Mishnah is telling me. The yafish de slayim makriv le el asham, the one that is worth two slayim, you bring as an asham, and that's what ashamo means. Ashamo is the carbon asham. The yafas arazuz yav le lamaydis hani mehektish, you bring before what you got hana'a from hektish with tavilek zelo v'chomsho. So it does mean what we means in the third case also. Mi'ilaso means the extra payment of. For the mi'ila plus the chomesh, you my mi'ilaso gzelo. So it all works out. Gzelo means mi'ilaso means the extra money for mi'ila in all the cases. So the Gemara says, "V'mayu kipta." One more line relating to the language of the Mishnah. "V'mayu kipta le'mi'ilaso dereisha." So what have we? How have we interpreted the word mi'ilaso in case number two? Gzelo mi'ilaso means gzelo, meaning the amount of money you're paying for violating mi'ila plus the extra chomesh. That's what the mi'ilaso means. But ema seifa, but in the last case, echal asham echal chulim. The last case was if you bought one for asham, one for chulim. Im haya shal asham yafesh de slayim yikrav lashamo. If the asham is worth two slayim, you bring that in for the asham. Asheni le mi'ila. V'yavi ima selav achumsha. Alma mi'ilaso el asham. But you see from there, the mi'ila, doesn't mi'ila there mean the aisle that you're bringing for the asham, not for the extra payment? Reisha kari le mi'ilaso, gzelo, seifi kari le mi'ilaso el asham. Would we switch? Would we use the same word to mean different things in the Mishnah? And if it's true, why would we do that? So the Gemara explains, yes, we would do that for the following reason. Reisha tahavi le Ayel, again, the girsos here are tricky. Reisha tahavi le ayel dizavan keren v'chomsho. The first case, but in case number two, where you have one that's worth more, maybe you have one that's worth 10 zuz, then karele limi laso gzelo. It's worth more than the regular asham. So you don't want to call it la ashamo. That's why you call it limi laso. Seifa, delo havi ayel dizavan keren v'chomesh. You didn't have one animal that's worth more than a regular asham, so karile el asham mi'ilaso. Then you just call the carbon that you're going to bring for the original asham mi'ilaso v'yavi ima sela v'chumsha, and you bring that. So the different words are just to help us not be as confused in terms of an animal being worth more than a regular asham, so we're not going to call it an asham. That's why we're going to call it gzelo, as we had in case number two. Okay, so that is all just explaining the language that the Mishnah used. But lamaisa, we know the halacha. The halacha is whenever one once chayav a carbon asham, then one violates me'ila with the money set aside for a carbon asham. Now I'm chayav two ashamos. The regular asham plus the asham me'ilos plus the keren plus the chomesh, as is described. We have mentioned in the past that the explicit pasuk for the violation of me'ila is not so explicit. The Rishonim have different suggestions. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, lo timol, do not violate the Isra Me'ilah. The Torah does say you have to pay. The Torah in Parshas Vayikra talks about what happens if somebody violates Me'ilah and says, oh, that's Ashamo. Right? It says in the Nefesh Kisechta U'ma'ala Ma'al Bashem. If somebody violates Ma'ala Ma'al Bashem, V'kicheish Ba'amiso, Bipikadon, opus subasyano, bagazo ashakasamiso, that's of course asham gizelos, o masaveda, vahayakiyakta, vahasheve, shivasakida shagazo, shoshakasha asak, vahulu, that's by asham gizelos. And then, umikalashe yishava alav lasheker, vishilamo sober oshova, chamishi sav, yosef alav, lasher alo yitanabi avashmaso. That's ashamo yavi, right? And we learn out, earlier, the If somebody does this, then this is what you have to do to bring to get kapara. That's what we've been talking about. And then you have to pay keren, you have to pay chomesh v'chulu. So it says, if you do this, this is what you have to pay. So it doesn't talk about explicitly where the iser is, but Mefarshim learned it out from different places. Right? The Sefer Chinuch talks about this in the mitzvah that he counts as the payment. As the payment for the Chomesh Kuf Chaf Zayin is the mitzvah's asay, not a mitzvah's asay that we ever want to fulfill, but a mitzvah's asay to pay Chomesh if we violate Me'ilah. L'shalim and anenim and a hektish echad kachim isbech ve'echad kachim bedegabayas v'yaf b'char mikonim v'chin kachim kalim o ochal kodesh b'shkaga keglomar hatruma kol ma she'achal onenim imenu b'tosefas Chomesh v'yavi karban al shegagaso ayal b'shei Shlomo Yosef v'o nikra Asham Mi'ilos. Huechan Mechamish Ashamos Vada'os Hayidu'im. And the Misharshia Mitzvah, Tbid Eima and Yira Vechulu. So again, not the Isser, and he goes through all the halachas of Mi'ilah in this Mitzvah. And then he says, Va'azhara Shal Mi'ilaso Lahalkoso. The Sefer Achidach Shita is, Midirsiv in Dvarim, Yud Beis Yud Zayin. Lo Sucha Lechol Besharecha. That's the Pasuk. That has many, many mitzvahs in one, learned after one pasuk. You can buy Sotagarcha, Tiroshcha, Vitzarecha, all of the, eatings outside of the, of Yerushalayim, and, Karbanos outside of Yerushalayim, but that is the makar that is brought, based on the Gemara and Makas, that the Chinuch quotes. Kvoshinechtav, Ezra Shabbi Spark, Peseder Re'eh, Besibitap Mem Zayin, Mel Shkaga, we'll see that. Mishalim, Mashadena, most of Chomish. So again, it might be counted. But the, which is the pasuk, so that is a discussion in the Rishonim. But that's the Sefer Chinuch. His suggestion is, lo suchal lechol, b'sharecha. If you look in the, Minchas Chinuch here, he discusses also, this, idea as well. But that is regarding Me'ilah. The Achronim, use Me'ilah in various contexts in terms of asking. There's a whole, as we know, there's a whole genre of halachic discussion, asking halachic questions on the, personalities in Tanakh. You know, how did they do this if, you know, this is the halacha. Obviously relates to the sugya of almost keeping the Torah before it was given. But one of the popular questions that's asked by the Achronim is, Yaakov Avinu, it says, lay on the stones in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, and the Yalkut Shimoni says, Hibit Yaakov vira es Hashemesh vayolan sham. Shenemar vayolan sham kivah Hashemesh. Lokach Yaakov yudbei zavonim me'avnei mizbeach, shene'akar alav Yitzchak aviv, v'samotam marash osav. The stones that Yaakov slept on were the stones from the Mizbeach that was used for the Akedah. Wow. And he must have known that. We assume he knew that. So, and that's why Dafka, he used them. There was some special connection. The question is, I, Me'ilah, it's part of the Mizbeach. That's the kasha that many Achronim ask on this Medrash, Yaakov Avinu, how can he violate Me'ilah? So, do you say was he mitzvah? And he did all the mitzvahs, achlo ninna. So the Maharal, if you remember, says in Parshas Vayigash, maybe the Avos keeping all the Torah before it was given is only the mitzvahs asay, not the mitzvahs los asay. It's the Maharal in a long piece in the Gur Aryeh in Parshas Vayigash. So that works according to some Chazals, but not according to others. Right? Taryag mitzvah shamarti by Imlav Angarti. That says all Taryag mitzvahs. And the question that the Rishonim ask, how Yaakov can marry two sisters. So if you don't give that answer of the Maharal, then obviously you're assuming that the Lo Saseh also applied, the Ramban. The Ramban that says that it only applies to the Eretz Yisrael. And on Chutz La'aretz, so then that's assuming that it does apply to the Lo Saseh. So then you would have the question of Me'ilah. So various questions. The Padam Yafis, the Hafla says, well, maybe Yaakov didn't know that it was the stones of the Akedah. And that's just the Medrash knew. So how do we know? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. V'kivat shayim b'shogeg, havi me'ilah b'hektish, v'amol b'hektish yasa l'chulin. V'lachach chazor Yaakov v'hektish avan emelah. And that's why afterwards, v'yikach chazor evan shasom marash hasav, v'yasam hosam atziva, v'yitzok shaman al roshah, he did violate me'ilah. But then he was makdash it again. That's difficult to say he violated me'ilah, and then he brought it back. Rav Asher Weiss quotes this and says, rachach lomar t'yachav avinu mal b'hektish. It's difficult to say that. Others say, well, the other medrash, that the Avanim all became one stone, so that's a Shinui. That's a Shinui. So Shinui changes the status, right? So just like Shinui changes the status by Geneva, Shinui changes the status by Esnanzona, right? The Gemara has that comparison. So a change of the status. And therefore, it is no longer the same item that it was bisman, that it was part of the Beis HaMikdash. Others, the Magen Avram in his Sefer Al HaTorah says maybe it was Pikuach Nefesh. We usually think of these little stones that he's putting his head on. But maybe it was large stones that surrounded him and protected him. So maybe there is a possibility there. Okay, various possibilities of the Achronim, again, to deal with this issue of Yaakov Avinu on the Avnei Akeda. Okay, let's continue. Fifth line. Boy Rav Anashia Bar Gada. Just a little question built on what we have just been talking about. We're talking about, in the Mishnah, we had a case where I'm going to bring my carbon asham for Me'ilah, and part of that is going to be, or even the original asham, part of that I'm going to put my chomesh towards that animal. So now the Gemara asks, 2 days in Rashi, we're going to go with one of the pshatim, what if I have a lot of chomshin, not just one chomesh, I violated me'ila over and over and over again, and that all of those chomshin add up to an animal. So can I use all of those chomshim to buy an animal? Boy Rav Anashia Bar Gada, bekinus chomshim, ma'oshi iskaper, with a number of chomshin altogether, can I get kapara for that? Can I buy my asham with purely chomesh money? Right, look at Rashi, in the second day of Rashi. Rashi quotes two, but Rashi says, Kagosha hifrish beis slam la asham. Again, I was mafrish two slam to bring a carbon asham, and I was moel in the keren 4 times. Moel b'keren dalad pa'amim she'ya'alu ha'chomshin l'shtei slam. So now, the chomesh is worth 2 slam. Ma'oshi iskabra b'chomshin levado she'yikne bohen ayil. I could buy with the money this chomesh that I have to give to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, I'll use it. I'll use it to buy my ayal with. My keren yipol in a dava to most the mutterhu. Okay. So anyway, so ma b'kidus chomesh ma'u she'yiskaper does that work? Mi amrinan imtim silomar adam iskaper b'shavach hektish. Do we say, in a general topic that has a number of cases, which the Gemara will quote soon, that a person could get kapara with appreciation of hektish? What's an example of miskaper b'sheva hektish? The Gemara is going to quote one. I bought an aisle to bring as a carbon for 1 sela, and then it appreciated, and now it's worth 2 slime. So that's an appreciation owned by Hektish, and if I could bring this animal, so now I'm getting niskaper b'sheva hektish. So here, this chomesh is really hektish money. I owe it because I violated. So, says the Gemara, even if you say that a person can be miskaper with shavah hektish, like the case I just mentioned, about the ayil and it goes up and appreciates, even if that would work, mishum de katara kameh, because maybe there, you are toreach with the animal, you designate it, it goes up in value, but you're still minding the animal until you give it to the Beis HaMikdash. So if you're putting some effort in, so then we could say you could be miskaper. Aval hacha delo katarach. But here, you didn't do any tircha. You're chayiv chomesh. And then you're chayiv another chomesh. And another chomesh. Lo miskaper. So then it should not work. Meaning, kapara has to do with a little effort on your part. And if you didn't put in the effort, then we're not going to allow you to get kapara. This is based on mikdash appreciation. Nothing to do with you. O Dilma, or the opposite. Im Tim Salomar, Ein Adam Miskaper B'Sheva Hektish. Even if you want to say that in general, you cannot be Miskaper like that case of the one appreciating. Mishem De Lo Afreshe. Because there it wasn't Hufrash Dafka with this intent. Aval Hadein Kinus Chomshin to Afreshe. Here, I take these Chiyuvim of Chomshin, and originally I designated to bring for an Asham, Ikalim Eir Miskaper. Maybe it should work. And therefore, no matter what you say in the other question, it should work here. There is no answer given to this question. That's it. Just ask the question, and there's no maskana. The Achronim wonder why the Rambam does not mention it. Rambam doesn't mention it, but the Chavetz Chaim assumes in the Likutei Halachos here, we know the Likutei Halachos we have on Krisis too, because there's no riff, says the Chavetz Chaim, below ifshita ha'ibaya umistaver de l'chumra azlinan. Some of you would go l'chumra in this case, because we don't know otherwise. So you would not be able to use all of the chomshin, even though you could use one a little bit in the Mishnah, but you wouldn't be able to put them all together to buy an asha. Achronim also ask here, they just say you have to explain it that way, right? The cases here where I violated Me'ilah 4 times over, usually the rule is once I violate Me'ilah once, then the money is yosei l'chulin. So how could I violate Me'ilah over and over? There are exceptions, like a carbon, kedushas haguf, right? It says the Gemara in Kiddushin, ein moel achar moel, we're getting ready for Me'ilah, ein moel achar moel, ela behema v'klisharis bilvad. the Gemara says in Kedushin. So only something that has inherent Kedusha. But if something has Kedusha as Betek Abayis, let's say, or Kedusha as Damim, once I violate, then it's Yosei L'chulin. So here, what does it mean that you use the money over and over and over again? It's Kedusha as Damim. So they say, the Aruch Lener says, it must be that you, it's not the same money. You violated with money, and then you Chayev Chomash. Then you have other money that you designated, and you violate with that money. You have to say that it's not the same money, because, L'chora, one wouldn't be able to violate Mi'il on the same money over and over again. Good. So now let's just ask the general question, ask the Gemara. Could a person be miskaper with appreciation of hektish? So Tashma, let's try to prove it from our Mishnah. Remember case number one of the Mishnah. I separate two slum for an asham, which should be the price of one asham, but I was able to buy two animals with this money. So what exactly is the case? That's the quote of the Mishnah. So what's the case where I have two and I was able to buy two when I should have been able to bought one, but I shouldn't have been able only to buy one? So my lav, maybe it's talking about the following. The Zavan Ba'arba, I bought one for four zuz, which is one sela, which is half the money that I have. Ba'arba ayil, I bought an ayil for one sela. V'shevach, and now it went up in value. The Shavi Tamanya, now it's worth 8 zuz, which is 2 slime. So isn't that the case? And the Mishnah says you can use it. Vishma mina, adam is kaper b'shev hektish. So isn't this the case that we're trying to figure out? I bought it for 1, it goes up to 2, and I can use it for an asham. I don't have to put in any more money. So that proves our case. Answer the Gemara, no. Lo, hach mayaskinan de ozil roe gabe. It was worth 2 when you bought it. And the shepherd just likes you. So he gave you a good price. But that's not niskaper b'sheva hektish. Nothing went up in value b'sman hektish. It's just they gave you a good price. And therefore, you could use this, but it's worth 2 inherently. You didn't have to buy it with 2 if you got a good price. Let's say somebody gives you a present. Somebody gives you a present of an animal. You're allowed to use that once it's yours. So ozel roagabe, that is not called shevach hektish. That's called shevach balabayas, because he gave you the animal for a good price. Okay, so no raya from the Mishnah. So Toshma, let's try to bring a raya from the Tosefta. Lokach ayo besela. If I bought a ram for one sela, upitmo, and I fattened it up, I gave it a lot to eat. Ve'amidol shtayim, and now it's worth 2 kosher. So you can use that for now. You can use that for your ayal asham. So shvamina adam miskaber b'shevach hektish. Why? Because you bought it right when you bought it. It was already a karban. You already designated it as the karban. So doesn't that show that your miskaper b'shevach hektish? The answer is no. No, you bought it for 1, but then the expenses of the extra food that you gave it is also worth 1. So it's ke'ilu, you spent 2 on it. That's not called shevach hektish, right? You had 8 expenditure. And therefore, that also doesn't help us. So Tashma, let's try again. The next line of the Tosefta. Lokach ayel besela v'harehu b'shtayim kasher. So, same idea. I bought it for 1 sela, now it's worth 2 kasher. So isn't that a case where it just appreciated? No. No, the case is where you fanned it up. It says the that's the first line of the Tosefta. That can't be the second line is talking about. So where it says, okay, you're right, it's a little different. Resha dezavin ba'arba. Resha, I bought it for 4 zuz, meaning 1 sela. The ashpechei ba'arba achrina. And I appreciated it with another 4 that I spent on its fodder, to chasle tzmanya. So that's that case. Right? I bought it for 1, I fanned it up with my own money, I spent 8 on it, and now it's worth 8, which is 2. Seifa dezavin ayo ba'arba, va'ashbechei bitzlasa. I bought it for 1, meaning 4 zuz, and then I spent 3 zuz on the fodder. So I spent 7 altogether on the fodder of a shavitmanya. But that gives me it gave me an animal that's worth 8. So I only spent 7. The first case is I spent 8, it's worth 8. And the second case is even if I only spent 7, I could also use this animal. So the Gemara will say in a minute, isn't that a raya then? That could this one zuz that it was behekvish. So we'll see that soon. Ihachie masefa, bez Hashem. Ihachie masefa, yishalim sela, hachasar lezayin. But, one second, but the next line of the Brisa says that in this last case, you have to pay a sela, you have to pay 1, hachaser lezayin. He should have to pay 1 zuz, not a whole sela. Only 1 zuz is the difference. If we're saying that he spent 7, why does it say that he should have to pay a sela in this last case of the Tosefta? The answer is you're right. Ma yishalim tashlim the sella. It means that he has to be mashlim the sella that he should pay. Meaning you can't get away with not paying the extra and having it come from hektish. So the Gemara says, okay, but v'yisrael ei dinan demiskavi b'shavah hektish. But 1 second. If you say, what happened here? He bought it for one, and he spends three zuz, meaning 3/4, on it, and then he gives another zuz to the base of Mikdash. So the Gemara says, v'yisrael ei dinan demiskavi b'shavah hektish. But if you say a person cannot be miskavi b'shavah hektish, ki yov tashlim desela mayhavi. But what difference does it make that he gives an extra sella to Hektish? Aisle bench day sloim pe'inan veleka. You don't have an aisle that's worth 2 sloim. The tashlim is a davar chitzoni. It's something extra you give it to the base of Mikdash. But doesn't it seem like you still wore miskaper b'sheva Hektish? Right? So what? You're being mashlim. But this animal specifically, you bought for, let's say Zeus, you bought for 4, you spent 3, you only spent 7, and you're using it for an asham, which has to be worth 8. Right? So doesn't that prove? Answer. You're right. A person can be miskaper b'sheva hektish, can be miskaper with appreciation that happens to hektish. So the Gemara says, Yachi tashlim desela lo yitate. So why do you have to pay anything? Why do you have to pay that extra zuz? You can be miskaper b'sheva hektish. Why do you have to make sure that you give? Hainu taima de kiyahiv tashlum in desela, it's a gzera. Gzera shem yomer ayah pachas b'sheishlam mechaper. Because if people know your bank account, they'll know you only bought it for 4 and you only put 3 into it. So they'll think all your asham only has to be worth 7. They don't realize that it went up. Now it's worth 8, even though you only spent 7 on it. So that is why, din derabanan, but midaraisa, adam miskaper b'sheva hektish, and it can work. Fine, that's how we say it can be understood. But my havi Allah, do we have a foolproof raya? You can understand the braisa that way. But there's another clearer raya. So the Gemara says as follows. Tashma, the following. Again, girsos here are tricky. Bishas hafrasha will go with the girsa of the Shin Mekubetzes in Os Yud. Bishas hafrasha yafesh de sloim. Again, he has a couple of girsos. We're going to go with his second girsa. Bishas hafrasha yafesh sela. Ubishas kapar yafesh tayim. If when he was mafresh, the animal was only worth 1, but then it went up in value, and now it's worth 2. Kosher. It's kosher because at the time of the year being Mechaper, it's worth what it's supposed to be worth. B'shas hafrasha yafesh tayim, b'shas kapar yafesh sela, pasul. Meaning, if it goes down in value, then it's no good. You can't go by what it's worth b'shas kapara. As long as it's worth 2 b'shas kapara, so then it is okay. If you look at the Rambam, in terms of just what we paskin, which girsa that he holds of, in dalad chav dalad, in psulei ha-mugdashim, hifresh asham avaya b'shas hafrasha yafesh sela, u'b'shas kapara yafesh tayim, kosher. The Rambam says if it goes from 1 to 2, it's supposed to be worth 2. So it's okay. Shahadichui me'ikaro eino dichui. The Rambam adds that in here. The fact that it was only worth 1 originally does not mean that's not a stain. That's not a permanent taint on the animal. Va'adayin lo nire achenas eshav eshtayim. Until it's worth 2. And once it's worth 2, now it's in the parsha and it's kosher. V'yaf alpish ishbiach me'elav adam iskaper b'sheva chektish. And even though the shevach happened by itself, the person didn't do anything, that's okay. Adakri miskaper b'shevach hektish. Hayah b'shas hafrashi, what about the opposite? Hayah b'shas hafrashi yafashtayim, b'shas kapar yafasela, hareza apostle. So that's no good. That's no good. Chazar v'nasi yafashtayim, yachzor l'kashruso. What if it's then worth 2 again? Then it's okay again. Even though that's a case of nira v'nitche. The first case, you might say, oh, dicha meikari, don't know that, but here's nira v'nitche. It was worth 2, now it's worth 1. The Rambam says, Ein balechayim nidachin. Kamosha biarnu, balechayim nidachim. Again, we have amoran that hold otherwise, but a live animal cannot be stained or tainted in terms of dichui. Lama davar dome, lumum shenafal v'avar. Right? If it goes from 2 to 1, it's like a mum over. It's like a temporary blemish, which once it is removed, so then it is a kosher. That is a beautiful, mushal that the Rambam gives. Okay, that's the Dalet Chav Dalet. Again, we paskin on the Miskaber B'Sheva Chektish, and the Girsa that I read in the Gemara, based on the Shita, is the one Lechora that the Rambam had as well. So, fine. Boi Rebbe Lazar. Boi Rebbe Lazar, Rashi says that Lechora Rebbe Lazar did not hear of the previous Tosefta. That's why he's asking the question that we just answered. So, Boi Rebbe Lazar. On the Miskaber B'Sheva Chektish, hello. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Kama Shanim Godos Ebeinenu. You've been in my shir for so many years. You never heard me talk about this. You've been in my shir for so many years. This comes up all the time. Mechlal dam Rabbi Yochanan. What that implies that Rabbi Yochanan must have said it. Rabbi Yochanan must have said it. Mechlal dam Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan must have made statements about it, because he was right one of the gadol adar. My answer is in yes. Rabbi Yochanan did make a statement about it. V'al hada amra, and about the following he made this statement. Again, Rabbi Yochanan was one of the gadol. Let's read this, and then we'll talk about Rabbi Yochanan a little bit. The Tanan, the Mishnah says we have this Mishnah. Back in Maseches, we had it in Tmura, I think. Vlad Toda Utmurasa, Vachain Hamafrish Todasa. If somebody has a Vlad Toda, and a Tmuras Toda, Vachain Hamafrish Todasa, Vavda Vipish Acharis Tachteha. Or, Yamafrish Toda got lost, you have another one. So, some animal connected to a Toda, Vlad, Tmura, Eintun Alechem. Right? That animal that's going to be Hukrav as a Toda does not need Lechem. Only an original Toda needs the breads. But a substitute Toda does not need breads. V'shalach Rabbi Chanina Mishreid Rabbi Yochanan, and about that Rabbi Yochanan said, Lo shono el alachar kapara. This is only if you find these Todas after, and you're dealing with this Toda, after you've already achieved kapara with the real Toda. Devlad ain't on lechem. Aval lefnei kapara. But before the kapara, let's say, you have a Toda, and the Toda had a baby, and you have the Vlad Toda standing in front of you, and you ought to give the Vlad Toda as your Toda. Ton lechem. So then it would count as the real Toda. So what's a Vlad of a carbon? That's an example of Shevach Hektish. And it says here that you could give that as your carbon. So it's clear that you that's what the as Rashi says, the fact that you could use this. Lefnei kapara, yakrav zeba makam imo, lechovas nidro, v'ton lechem. Alma says Rashi, adam miskaper, bivlad, the hainu, shevach hektish. Good. So that is that. The Gemara assumes here that Rabbi Yochanan he must have given a drasha and a pirsum. Again, Rabbi Yochanan was the gadol hador. Rabbi Yochanan was very, very early. He's one of the Baalei HaMasorah. If you remember the Rambam. The Rambam in Hakdama to Mishnah Torah gives the list from Moshe Rabbeinu to Ravina and Ravashi. 40 generations. From Moshe Rabbeinu to Ravina and Ravashi. And he goes through one by one. Remember, we've contrasted this in the past to the Me'iri. The Me'iri in Pirkei Avos gives the list from Moshe Rabbeinu till the Me'iri. And he continues. Why the Rambam stop? As Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, the Rambam is not giving a history lesson. The Rambam is giving a halachic discussion of Ba'alei HaMasorah. There was a certain league of Ba'alei HaMasorah that stopped at the end of the Amoraim, and that's why the Gemara has certain status, and that is what the Rambam is doing here. So the Rambam lists off all of the 40. First he lists off one by one by one, and then he lists off going backwards. Nimsa, May Rav Ashi and Moshe Rabbeinu are Boim Ish. Going from Rav Ashi to Moshe, 40. And then he goes, Rav Ashi, Rava, Rabba, Rav Huna, Rav Yochanan. Right, Rav Yochanan is number 5 going backwards. He puts Rav Yochanan and Rav and Shmuel together. Right, the generations, if you count that. And then Rav Yehuda Anasi, Reb Shimon his father, Reb Gamliel his father, Reb Shimon his father, Gamliel, Aviv, Reb Shimon his father, he's going back, Reb Shimon, Aviv, Gamliel, Hillel, Shammai, Shvai, and Naphtalion, V'chulu, going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Yeshua Pinchas, V'chulu, the 40 generations. Also interesting that the Moshe Zalmeshik was Medayik, once we have this open, that earlier in the piece, the Rambam says that Moshe Rabbeinu taught Elazar, Pinchas, and Yehoshua Torah, but to Yehoshua, his Talmud, he gave Torah Sheval Peh. What do those two lines mean? He taught everybody, but he gave charge of it to Yeshua. The answer, because he was the Baal HaMasorah. He passed the torch to Yehoshua. He was the one. He was the leader. We remember that Gemara we had in Tmura Tezayin about Yeshua forgetting all the halachas and asking, but he was the Baal HaMasorah. Elazar Pinchas Yehoshua shlushed on Kiblu Mimoshe, Vili Yehoshua Shu, Talmido Shal Moshe Rabbeinu, Masar Torah Sheval Peh, Vitziva Aleha, V'chein Yehoshua Kol Yimei Chayav Lamad Al Peh, the Chulu, and he continues there. But Rabbi Yochanan was one of the Baalei HaMasorah. And that's what's mentioned here. Rabbi Yochanan says, you never heard me say this? I've said this before. Good. So that was the Shiloh of Adam Miskaber Veshevach Hakdash. Boy, Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar asks another question. This is here because we have a similar type of conversation. We just saw what the Rama Paskin's about this. Boy, Rabbi Lazar, Baalei Chayim Nidachim Alo, Kedabal Chai, while animals alive, can it be stained nidach as dichui or not? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Hare kama shanim galav zabeinenu. You've been in my shir for so many years. V'lasham halacha zumi many. Never heard me talk about this. Mechad Rabbi Yochanan Amra. Mashma Rabbi Yochanan did say it somewhere. Where did he say it? In the Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said it as follows. Also, we had this recently. in Maseches Temura. Behema shel shnei shutfin. Of an animal of two partners, hikdash chatzia, one of the partners is makdash the animal. He has no power to be makdash the other half. So this animal is kind of nidche, because it's stuck. It's chatzi chatzi. V'chazav alaka chatzia, but then that partner bought the other half, vikdisha, and then was makdash the other half of the animal. So now do we say it's all hokdash? No. Kedusha ve'ena kreva. Says Rabbi Yochanan, it's stuck. It has semi-kedusha, but it cannot be makrivit as a karbon, because originally it was kedusha dechuya, va'osa temura, but it can create temura, v'temura sachayotseba. But its temura has the same stuck status as it does. But as Rabbi Yochanan said, so what are the three assumptions of that psak? Shva mina tva, shva mina bali chayim nidachim, right, against what the Rambam just said, right, the bali chayim can be nidach. This animal that's alive is kedusha dechuya, v'shva mina kedusha's damim matre, and only as kedusha's damim, because when it was hoktash originally, you can't give it as a carbon, right, so it only as kedusha's damim, and yet it's dichui, v'shva mina yish dichui b'damim. Right, as kedusha's damim can be matre, and there is dichui when it comes to that, are the last two. The similar, Tosfos discussed that back when we discussed this earlier. But either way, you see from there, Rabbi Yochanan answered the shayla, that bali chayim are nidach against what we paskin. Number, that's the second statement that Rabbi Lazar made, and he must not have heard Rabbi Yochanan say it. And finally, the third, Boy Rabbi Lazar, Huzlu Tzlayim Ba'olamahu. You know, we know that we're supposed to bring a Tzleh that is worth a certain amount for an Asham, but what if Tzlayim are cheap? What if all Tzlayim in the world are cheap? And they're not worth two Tzlayim. Huzlu Tzlayim Ba'olamahu. Mi Amrinan Mivchar Nidrechem Be'inan V'ha'ika. Do we say, you just have to bring the best? And this is the best. You don't look at objective monetary value. Odilma kesef shkalim be'inan v'leka. Or you need kesef shkalim. You need it to be shkalim, and therefore you don't have it here, and therefore it's a problem. What do you do? Good question, right? Well, you don't bring. You have to find an animal that's worth more. But again, are you stuck? So again, Rabbi Lazar asked that, and Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kama shanim gidalna bebeis hamedrash, right? So many years gidalnu, right? So that's a little different lashon than earlier, but either way, similar. V'lo shemanu halacha zu. He didn't hear this. So v'lo. So again, did he not? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai mipnei ma lo nitna Torah. But I'm saying, right, I'm saying here Rabbi Yochanan has a little different phrase. Not that he didn't hear me say this, but he said, we haven't heard a besorah about this. Right? Lo shamanu halacha. And he says, gadalnu, not gadal zebeninu. Right? So he says, we don't know. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan did paskin about this. Why didn't the Torah give an amount of value for the karbanos of the mechusrei kapara? Remember the Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak? Why? Shema yuzlu tzlayim vein len takana lecha b'kachim. Because maybe tzlayim will go down in value, then they won't be able to eat karbanos. So that's why there's no value given, because we want them to be able to bring whatever karbanos they want. So again, Rabbi Yochanan did say something about this. So what do you mean he never heard this? Ema lo limadnu halacha. So we never taught this halacha. Ay, Rabbi Zera bar Ada meheder Talmudei kol tlos en yomin kamei. Didn't Rabbi Zera bar Ada, according to this gersa, or Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, didn't he go over the learning every 30 days? And therefore, you know, it wouldn't be that, you know, he was taught it and he would, and other people knew it. Ema lo nizbaksha halacha zu mimeni beis hamedrash. Nobody asked me about this halacha. That's what it means. But either way, he gave an answer. He says that if people are going to be stuck, so then, by mechusrei kapara, so that's why no amount was given. Mashba, that if there is an amount given, so then you have to have that amount. Right? Rashi, by mechusrei kapara, alma hecha denit natura kitzvah, ein lo takana, achiyavi bosa kitzvah. Right? Special by, if you need a kapara, okay, you have to wait till you get a kapara. If it's lahachshir, to allow you to eat karbanos, so then the Torah didn't give a value, because we don't want you to be stuck. Good. Kufa. So that's the statement of Rishon Bayachai. So what about carbon chatas? Why isn't that like asham? Why didn't you give it a kitzvah? To the kapara asya, the lavish taruya bachilas kachemu. Right? Only mechusrei kapara, you should not have an amount. So why didn't the Torah give an amount for a carbon chatas, regular chatas? Right? That's the same story as asham. Maskav larava, elameata, asham nazir levi le kitzvah to levatalu dasi. What about the asham of a nazir? That also doesn't accomplish, isn't matir for kachem. So also there, Tamar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Mishum Ayachai Ein Lecha Davar Shubala Batala El Hashem Nazir Bavad. So why does an Hashem Nazir, why doesn't it have a kitzvah? Right, says Kasha. Or it says you're right. It's not a hard and fast rule. The Aruch Haner discusses it. It's not a tziufta, it's a kasha. It's not a hard and fast rule that the Torah is going to give a value to everything that you don't, that's a ma'akev. No. By mechusrei kapara, we dafka don't give a value. We shouldn't be mashma that every other case we're going to give a value. Okay, there are different reasons why not. But either way, we don't answer that final question explicitly. Good. Says the Mishnah. Hamafrish chatoso vames. Somebody has mocked a carbon chatas, and then the person dies. Lo yivienu beno tachtav, his son cannot bring it instead of him. Can't bring the carbon of his father, right? Al chiyuv shelo, Rashi says. He can't bring, if the son did an aveira, he can't bring the chatas of his father. Ve'ein sarach lomer al chet ha'av, then kavar lachamisa, Rashi is. For sure, you can't bring it on behalf of your father. You can't bring it for yourself either, says the Mishnah. Let's just do the Mishnah, and then we'll talk about that first line. Lo yivenu michet al chet. You also, if you're mafrish, designated for one aveira, you cannot bring it for a different aveira. Afilu hifrish al chelev sha'achal emesh. Lo yivenu al chelev sha'achal ayom. Even if it's the same aveira, but if it's a different time idea, I did the aveira twice, so if I was already designated it for my aveira of Monday, I cannot bring it for the Aveira of Tuesday, even if it's the same Aveira. Shenemar Karbano, Al Chataso, Ache Karbano, L'shem Chataso. Right? We know a carbon chatas has the most extreme and tight connection to its owner, right? That's why the first Mishnah in Zvachim, right? Al Chatas, all Karbanos that were brought, Shelo L'shem Bailim, are kosher, Ella Shelo all Bailim L'shem Chova, except for Chatas and Pesach. Because Chatas requires the connection to the Kapara Tagavra. And that's why the second that it loses that kapara sagavra connection, chatos mesos, the five chatos mesos, right? Because Asham, remember Rebbe Elazar always says, Asham is like chatos. Okay. But again, chatos has that unique connection to each and every one. Period. The Rishonim ask, not the Rishonim here, but this comes up in Nazir on Daf Chav Zayin also, what's the Havamina that a son would be able to use this? And we're going to have it based on a pasuk that a son can't use the father's karban. Isn't the second the father dies, doesn't this turn into one of the chatos amesos? Chadash amesu balav. So of course the son can't use it. Halach moshvi sinai, you have to let it graze and let it die. So what's the havamina that, and we need a pasuk to tell me that the son can't use it. So the that's Tosas kashe nazir, daf chav zayin. And if I remember, I don't think Tosas answers the question. Tosas leaves it. Tosas nazir chav zayin asks, Tzarech Ian, demai itzra kra, havade, chadash amesu balav, lamisa azla. That's it. Doesn't answer the question. But if you look in the sheet of Kubetzes, there in Nazir, we have a little sheet on Nazir. Quote, it's a fascinating Havamina. V'tzarachian, devada chada shemesu ba'alela misa'azla. V'sheba Havamina, de kishayesh lo ben, tzarech le karbano, lo azela misa. Maybe a son is different. If he has a ben that needs the carbon also, interesting, a son that needs the carbon, so then it's not also, what does that mean? So the Mefarshim explain. The ben is kam tachtav. We know there is Didim of Yerusha, but there's also certain halachis by Eved Ivri, by Steachuza. Those are two places we had it back in Arachin. The son is kam tachtav of his father. So you're right. Chadash Shemesu Balav, usually if there's no owner, but here there is an owner, because the son steps into the shoes of the son, and therefore this is not one of the Chataos, Shemesu Balav. The Karen Ora there in Nazir says, well, maybe it's only if the son had already done the Aveira before the father died. And then he says, or even more, he had done the Aveira before the father was Mafrish the Karban. That he has an extension. Each one of those requires elaboration, but it's interesting suggestions. But again, the son might be different. This is all the Havamina, Kamash Pala not. Kamash Pala he can't. But that's an important lumdis in the Havamina, that maybe the son could do it in these cases, if he already did the Aveira, if he already did the Aveira before the Afrasha, the Chulu. Okay, so, Miran Emili. So how do we know that the son can't use it? The Tana Rabbana, that you don't say, Kam Tachas Aviv in this case. The Tana Rabbana, Karbano, Bekarbanahu Yotzev and Yotzev Bekarban Aviv. You have to use his carbon and not the carbon of the father. Yachal lo Yotzev Bekarban Aviv Bebehema Shifrish Aviv Minakala Ala Chamura O Minachamura Ala Kala. So we're going to have many different suggested limitations on this exclusion. Maybe he can't use it only for a different Aveira. Aval Yotzev Bekarban Shehifrish Aviv Minakala Ala Kala O Minachamura Ala Chamura. But maybe if it's same category as Aveira, he could use it. Maybe the pasuk only asks for a different category. Tamalomar karbano. Bekarbano yotze, veniyotze bekarbano shel aviv. Fine. Yatz yacholo yetze bekarban aviv bibehema shefresh afilu menakala alakala o menachamura lachamura. Fine, you can't use it for the same category. She'ere ein megaleach nizirusso al behema shefresh aviv. Just like we know, a son who is a nazir cannot use his father's karbanos for his own naziris. But maybe money, if it's not a karban yet, it was just money that was designated for the father, by the father, for his karban, even for a different category of aveir, it should work. But we know from Nazir, if a father designated money for his karbanos naziris without specifying what should be for the chatas, what should be for the ola, the son could use that money. So you see, there is a possibility of using money of the father. So maybe here too for a karban. Tavolomar karbano. But karbano yotze v'niyotze b'karban aviv. So we exclude money. So now we say, oh, maybe you only exclude money where it's different. Yochalo yotze afilu bima'os shehifrish. Afilu menakala alakala o menachamura alachamura. Avo yotze b'karban shehifrish la'atzmo. Afilu menachamura alakala o menakala alachamura. So, but maybe, fine. Father's karbanos are out. But maybe his own karban, he could use for a different aveira, tamalomar karbano, al chataso, achi elishem, chatas. That's why you can't use it for a different category of aveira within you. Yachol lo yetze b'karban atzmo, bebehem eshevish la'atzmo, afilu menakala alakala o menachamura lachamura. Maybe you can't use it even in the same category, shekein im hifrish behem alachelev, vevi al adam vevi alachelev. Because that doesn't work if you try to bring it for a different aveira, shahare lo ma'al v'lo kiper. Because if you tried to do that, you didn't violate me'ilah, because as we said before, it's not yotze lechulin if you try to use an animal v'lo kiper and you did not get kapara. Avo yotze, but ma'os, but what if you have money? Shehifrish la'atzmo menakala alakala menachamura lachamura. What if you use money you designated for one aveira and use it for a different aveira? O menachamura lakala, o menachala chamura, even for a different category of aveira, why? Shekenim hifrish la'atzmo mos alachelev, ve'evien aladam ve'evien alachelev, if I misuse money that I designated, it's a violation, but it works. Shahare mol, I violate me'ila there, the money is yosei lechulin, and if I use that money now to buy a different animal, the keeper, and I get kapara. So maybe you should be able even to use it directly, straight, not just bidi evet. Tamalomar karbano al chataso. Achye karbano l'shem chatao. Fine. My lo ma'avalo kiper. What does that mean in the last line of this brisa? You, in the case where by the animal, you don't violate bila and you don't get kapara. Tirgamar shmuel barsimi. Kamedra papa hachi kamar. Kiva de lo matzi ma'o. Because you don't violate mi'ila. If you try to use this animal designated for one, for the other, because that's klushas aguf. Kipur inami lo machaper. So therefore, you're not going to be able to achieve kapara. Ho'il v'kach lo matzi mishani. And that's why you can't change it. Avo ma'os kivan di mishani ma'il. Since if you did change it, you would violate me'ila, but it would work. Umaisi karban me'ila, and it's yosi lechulin, and it can now be used for a different karban. Ema betchilanami maisi. So maybe you might think that because it works, that's a reflection that maybe there's no problem. You're using it for a karban. Kamash malan, you can't. Kamash malan, the money, animals designated for one person, designated for one aveira, it all has to stay in that aveira, in that person. Good. As we have discussed, again, this the yesod behind all of these lines is chatas has a unique connection to the owner, and it cannot be broken to the owner and to the aveira. Fine. Masnisan. Mevien mehektish kispa seira. I could bring a kesef or a seir. What if I designate money? I'm planning to bring a sheep. A kesef. And I decide I want to bring a goat. So you're allowed to switch. If I designate it for a kesef, I can bring a seir. Mehekter seira kispa, or the opposite. Umehekter kispa v'seira, torna b'nei yona. What if I designate money for a sheep, but then a person becomes poor? So then they could bring a tar or b'nei yona by the ola v'yoreds. Umehekter torna b'nei yona, asira so'efa. And if they get even more poor, so then they could even bring the flour. Ketzad, what exactly happens? Hifrish l'kisva l'seira, heni, they designated for their mafrish money for a kesef, a sheep, or a goat. Heni, then they become poor, yavi oaf. Heni, yavi asira so'efa, then they could go down. And the opposite, hifrish l'asira so'efa v'hashir, yavi oaf. Hashir, yavi kispa, u'seira, as we know. What happens to the other money? Person designates 100 for a sheep. and then they become poor. So therefore, they only have to bring a bird. So they'll take 50 of that to use for the bird. What happens to the other 50? So Rashi says, and the Rambam says, chulin. Chulin. It becomes chulin. Why? Shimon Kubetzes explains, that's the whole purpose. The guy's poor. Right? The question the Shimon Kubetzes asks is, I'm not exactly sure what the mechanism is, though. You were mafresh this to be hektish. So you became poor. So he says, lechora, the rest should go l'nadava. But the problem is, if it's l'nadava, it doesn't help the person. If he was handy, we're trying to save him money. So we understand that that's what it should be, but how exactly does it work? What's the mechanism? Unless you say that this is part of the, it's inherently part of the Hakdasha, that's one of the Achronim, remember the Achroner, I think, or Svas Emes, I don't remember, one of them says that it's inherent in any Hakdasha, that if a person is hen, your hash here, then igloi milsa, that it wasn't Hakdash in the first place. That's what you have to say, something like that. Right, and that's what the Shimon Kubetzes discusses on the bottom. Midan Emili, how do I know that I could use, I could go up or I could go down? So, Midan Emili, Tzad Rabbanan. Mechataso, al chataso. You have all these extra words. So matamalomar, from your chatas, from your carbon, you could use some, and al, you could add on. Matamalomar, minayinata o, meshim evin mehektish kispo si'ira, umehektish si'ira kispa, umehektish kispo si'ira, torum abnei yona, umehektish torum abnei yona si'ira so'efa. So how do you know you could do all this? Ketzad, here's the case. Hifrish lekispa v'si'ira v'heni yavi of. Hani yavi asir soefa. Hifrish asir soefa v'hashir yavi of. Hashir yavi kispo si'ira. It goes in all the directions. Hifrish kispo si'ira v'nistavu. If I separated a sheep and then it got a mum, and then a person became poor, imratzi yavi b'demehen of. So let's say you have money now. You're not dealing with the animal. Right, you're not dealing with just the money, I'm sorry, that you designated, but you have the bird, so then you could bring an oaf with their damim. Hifrish, oaf in his taiv, lo yavi bedamim asir so'efa. That's a special xeris akasa that we know, she'in lo oaf pidyon. You can't be poder bird. Pidyon does not apply to a bird that got a mum. L'kach nemar, mechataso al chataso. But in general, that's what you could do. You could add on or you could take off. Special din, if the bird gets a mum, then you cannot be po to that. You have to write it by both. Because of kragabe hektish kispa o si'ira, if it's only from level 1 to level 2, hava mina hivish kispa kihani mehalin mos nachlina nal of, then I see of. That would work. Going from sheep to bird would work. The kispad va'ov travayo mine damim ninu. They're both in the same category of animals that would have zrikos on the mizbeach, right? Mine damim. Aval asiris ho'efa dela mine da damim ninu. It's not in the world of damim. Ilo kasev kram mechata so gabe ov. If you wouldn't have it going from category 2 to 3, hava mina ki mafrish mos lakino umani lo maisi asiris ho'efa. You can't use that money. Vav mine da damimu. It's not the same category. Elo maisi asiris ho'efa nibese. You have to bring using money from your house for the flour. Vahalin mos avrish. Yibul nadava. You might have thought that you can't use the money that was already designated. Ahachi adarksiv kra mechata so gabe ov. That's why it also says it by category 2, to tell me that I could go down to category 3. Lameimra de mehektish to ofnami masi asiris ha'efa. That's why it says it there. V'yitzrach, reading the Bach now, v'yitzrach lemichtav al chataso gabe asiris ha'efa. So now it also has to say al chataso by category 3. V'yachi kamar, ki mafrish la asiris ha'efa. When you're out of asiris ha'efa, back to the Gemara. Vada maisi heshir, and before you bring it, you became richer. No sefalem, and I see oaf. Then you go from category 3 to category 2. If you become rich, then you bring a bird. Heshir, no sefalem. Then if you get richer, then naisi kispo sira. Then you go from category 2 to category 1. My time, exib al chata so gabe asira so eifa. So again, same type of question. Why do you have to have it by both of the categories, both of the levels? Diksiv al chataso gabe of. If you only had it by the second category, hava miniki mafresh mos lakino v'hashir hu demosef aleo namaisi kispo si'ira. Then you could add on money for the bird to the kesev. Kote shravayo mine damim ninu. Same thing. They're both in the same category. Aval hifresh mos lasir soefa v'hashir. But if I did the bottom and then a person became rich, Elu hashir tuva naisi of. Vimhesher tuva, naisikis bo seira. Falam most afresh, shipul and adava. You might have thought that again. Different categories, so you can't be, just add on. Ahariq sivkra, bahadin dechatas, bashirus, vidalus, mechataso, vigabi daladalus, alchataso, lemedrish, kid de amridan. So basically, you could go all the different levels that we have going 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, depending on the financial bracket of the person. Again, we're not going to get into it, but there's a big discussion in the Achron and the Brisker Rav. There are letters back and forth between the Brisker Rav and Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer discussing this the following problem. Right, the Rambam says that Hifrish Asiris Ve'efa Ve'hashir Ach Lokitcha Bekli. If somebody was mafrish flour before it went into the kli, it's like kecholam anachos, and you can be poda it and v'teyachel umikitcha bekli tu bar tzurasa v'teitz lebeis asreifa. So the problem is that how can you be poda something before it was niskadish bekli? Right. That's usually we say kol davar haroy lemizbeach and yotzi midei mizbeach la'olam. And this is not v'lachein amafis tamimim lebedek abayis ma she'asa asi v'chavtush lebedek abayis v'chulu. He discusses exactly this issue about how could you be poda some of these in the chataso meichataso alchataso. It shouldn't. There are rules and regulations. Similar to what we said before about the mechanism, how it's working. If you look in the Biurei Adaf here, he quotes from the letters of the Brisker Rav and Rav Isser Zalman, quoted in the Griz on Tmura. Either way, this is the a discussion. Here, Lamaisa, we'll have to stop here by the last line. I'm not sure about tomorrow whether I'm going to give it or put it up from the last cycle, depending how today goes. But we'll see. Okay, we'll stop here.